By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning, another day with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, another morning. Alhamdulillah, each and every single day we begin by listening to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's begin our day, inshallah, whatever worry you may have, put it to a side. Be hopeful, be happy. Inshallah, be positive, really be positive, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every single one of us, and we may have worries on our mind. Yes, we may think, oh, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, and so, but inshallah, have this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall make it easy for us, inshallah. And remember, just by worrying about something, it just adds to the problem. So one thing is the problem itself, but you are, as you would say, exacerbating the problem. You are making it worse just by worrying about it. So that's the problem. Whatever you need to do, do. Yes, do whatever needs to be done. But that worrying in between, try to remove that. Inshallah. What's one way of doing so? Open the glorious Quran and begin to read. Otherwise, if you are watching Rise and Shine, let's inshallah listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran along with the Urdu translation. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ان اللہ لا يظلم مثقال ذره.
اللہ ایک ذرہ بھر ظلم نہیں فرماتا.
وان تک حسنة يضاعفها ويؤت من لدنه اجرا عظيما.
اور اگر کوئی نیکی ہو تو اسے دونی کرتا اور اپنے پاس سے بڑا ثواب دیتا ہے.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِن كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا.
تو کیسی ہوگی جب ہم ہر امت سے ایک گواہ لائیں اور اے محبوب تمہیں ان سب پر گواہ اور نگہبان بنا کر لائیں.
يَوْمَئِذٍ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض.
اس دن تمنا کریں گے وہ جنہوں نے کفر کیا اور رسول کی نافرمانی کی، کاش انہیں مٹی میں دبا کر زمین برابر کر دی جائے.
ولا یکتمون اللہ حدیثا.
اور کوئی بات اللہ سے نہ چھپا سکیں گے.
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وانتم سکارا حتی تعلموا ما تقولون ولا جنبا الا عابری سبیل حتی.
اے ایمان والو، نشہ کی حالت میں نماز کے پاس نہ جاؤ جب تک اتنا ہوش نہ ہو کہ جو کہو اسے سمجھو، اور نہ ناپاکی کی حالت میں بے نہائے مگر مسافری میں.
وَإِن كُنتُم مَرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنكُم مِّنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّن فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم.
اور اگر تم بیمار ہو یا سفر میں یا تم میں سے کوئی قضاء حاجت سے آیا یا تم نے عورتوں کو چھوا اور پانی نہ پایا تو پاک مٹی سے تیمم کرو تو اپنے منہ اور ہاتھوں کا مسا کرو.
ان اللہ کان عفوا غفورا.
بے شک اللہ معاف فرمانے والا بخشنے والا ہے.
الم تر الی الذین اوتوا نصیبا من الكتاب يشترون الضلالة ويريدون أن تضلوا السبيل.
کیا تم نے انہیں نہ دیکھا جن کو کتاب سے ایک حصہ ملا گمراہی مول لیتے ہیں اور چاہتے ہیں کہ تم بھی راہ سے بہک جاؤ.
والله أعلم بأعدائكم.
اور اللہ خوب جانتا ہے تمہارے دشمنوں کو.
وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا.
اور اللہ کافی ہے والی اور اللہ کافی ہے مددگار.
من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا واسمع غير مسمع وراعنا ليا بألسنتهم وطعنا في الدين.
کچھ یہودی کلاموں یعنی ارشادات خداوندی کو ان کی جگہ سے پھیرتے ہیں اور کہتے ہیں ہم نے سنا اور نہ مانا اور سنیے آپ سنائے نہ جائیں اور راعنا کہتے ہیں زبانیں پھیر کر اور دین میں تانا کے لیے.
ولو انہم قالوا سمعنا واطعنا واسمع وانظرنا لکان خیرا لہم واقوم ولیکن لعنہم اللہ بکفرہم فلا یؤمنون الا قلیلا.
اور اگر وہ کہتے کہ ہم نے سنا اور مانا اور حضور ہماری بات سنے اور حضور ہم پر نظر فرمائیں تو ان کے لیے بھلائی اور راستی میں زیادہ ہوتا لیکن ان پر تو اللہ نے لعنت کی ان کے کفر کے سبب تو یقین نہیں رکھتے مگر تھوڑا.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. دیویوز آف مدنی چینل, Alhamdulillah, we have listened to the recitation, Alhamdulillah, the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran, as well as the Urdu translation, Alhamdulillah. One something I was thinking whilst listening to the glorious Quran, it was speaking about various things, but one of the things was alcohol. And it mentioned in regards to, do not go close to prayer after having drunken alcohol until you have complete control over yourself. The effects of intoxication are no longer extant or no longer remain. Now, this is one verse of the glorious Quran, and this is one of those things which was later the ruling was changed. So the ruling was given slow. Initially, alcohol was permissible for the Muslims. And then slowly over time, there was a partial prohibition and then a complete prohibition. So now alcohol is completely prohibited. It is considered amongst the major sins to drink alcohol, my dear viewers of Madan Channel. My dear viewers of Madan Channel, as usual, mashallah, having listened to the Quran al-Kareem, we move on to the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العنم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علوم منك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا
بك خير خلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Many viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. We should always be thankful. We should also always say Alhamdulillah. Honestly, we should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we do be stressed. Sometimes we do get angry. Sometimes we do get worried, my dear viewers. And yes, no matter what happens, but whatever the situation, whatever has happened, Alhamdulillah, that's it, just leave it. Alhamdulillah. Some people will be thinking, what's the problem? Allahu Akbar, that's it. It doesn't matter what the problem is. Just say Alhamdulillah. All praise, all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He has given us, everything He has granted us. Now, my dear viewers on my channel, there was this person, he was a leader. And this is in Iran, and the name of the place was Sabzwar, if that's how it's pronounced. It said that this person, he had a orchard, a big place, a big field, you can say, which was lush. It was green, lush. It was a beautiful place, and within this place there was beautiful, clear, clean water which was flowing. And it was really, the landscape, the vista itself was absolutely phenomenal. It said that the ruler, this ruler who possessed this place especially, he owned this himself. And this ruler was a tyrant. He was ill-mannered and he was a rude person. And he would come to this place, he would be drunk. Yes, he would be drinking a lot. He would come to this place. He would make all sorts of noises. He would cause all sorts of problems, all sorts of corruption, my dear viewers. Why? Due to consuming too much alcohol. Alcohol is something we've just spoken about. Now, once an individual, I won't mention the name of this individual as of yet. Now, once this, you could say possibly a young man. He's a young man. Once this young man, he came, and in fact, we don't know if he was young or not, so I'll take those words back, that's my mistake. We don't know if he was young or not, but once a man came, I'm not going to mention the name of this man, once a man came, and he was coming past this orchard, he sees this water, and he bathes himself in this water, and he decides to pray some cycles of prayer, some raka'at, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what he begins to do. He begins to perform some cycles of prayer, some salah. Now just moving to a side from the story, my dear viewers, just thinking about this, that if we were to go to, I'm included in this, it's not that I'm innocent, no, my dear viewers, but if we were to go to a beautiful place, a beautiful garden, we would not really think of performing ghusl or anything and reading prayer, no, we would just think about the view, how beautiful it is. We'll be like, wow. And inshallah, we would be thinking, subhanallah, look how beautiful the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But even then, even if we were to do this, we wouldn't think, oh, let's read two cycles of prayer. I'm just thinking, look, this is the difference between us and some other people in the past, or the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean there are no saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, there still are. So this is the difference between us and the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really. That look how they think, look how they act. There's water, there's streams of water, and they are, you know, washing themselves, and they decide to pray some nafal, to read some prayers, some cycles of prayers. Whereas, as what we would do is possibly, you know, think, oh, let's have a picnic, or let's sit down and eat, let's relax, let's just enjoy the scenery. This is what we do. And yes, alhamdulillah, there may be some of us who may say, subhanallah, mashallah, look how beautiful it is. Wow. Imagine how beautiful the creator is. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how beautiful He's made it. Allahu Akbar. But the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's their way of thinking? Pray salah here. Let this place be a witness on the day of judgment that you have prayed here. Subhanallah, honestly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for these great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, honestly, just thinking about this, wow. This is the awliya, this is their, really, the more, how motivated they are. This is their, how ambitious, Allahu Akbar, difficult to say the words. How ambitious they were. You know, they were resolute. They were certain, they had that certainty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Whereas, what do we think? But coming back to the story. So there was this tyrant ruler, he possessed this land. He would come there, he would be drunk, he would just cause havoc, cause discomfort to others. And you know, this person, he came across this same land, he sees this beautiful crystal clear water, and he decides to bathe himself. Remember, in the previous days, when people would bathe, some people were thinking, why did he perform ghusl there? Now ghusl refers to a particular type of washing. When a person is in major impurity, but you can also perform ghusl anyway, my dear viewers. And it is nurun ala nur. If you were to perform ghusl again with intention of nafl, with intention of mustahab, then you will gain more reward. That's one thing. Second thing is that in the olden days, the people wouldn't completely unreveal themselves. They wouldn't completely unveil themselves, is the word. No, but they would keep their private parts covered from the navel to the knees for a man, this is. And then they would bathe. And they would make sure the water reaches everywhere. So this person, he decides to bathe in this place. And then he decides to read some prayer. Now, some of the guards, some of the rulers, people, they said to him that, what are you doing here? You better leave from here. You better get out from here. If the ruler sees you here, what will he do? It's going to be dangerous for you. Quickly move, quickly leave before he ends up coming. And this person, my dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, may we be forgiven for his sake. This individual, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my protector. You are warning me of a person. You are warning me of me being harmed or being oppressed. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my protector. And what happens? That ruler, he then comes. The ruler of this sabzwar. He comes and he goes towards this particular reservoir, this beautiful place, this beautiful orchard or garden. And what happens when he comes, he finds that there's a Sufi, a mystic, a person who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is his place of pleasure, his place of, his luxurious place. Somebody's coming, a Sufi is coming here. What does that person think? Who does he think he is? What is he doing here? Allahu Akbar. This is what that person says. And he became angry. Yes, he became angry, my dear viewers. He was very, very angry. He came into a fit of rage. What happens? He's ready to pounce, you can say, at this Sufi, to say something to him, to harm him maybe. But when that person, he turns around and he glances at this person. He just glances at this person, they see eye to eye. This person is overwhelmed by his awe, by the charisma that other person possesses. And it said that this person falls unconscious. He's ready to harm that person, but upon seeing eye to eye to that person, the charisma that that person possessed, the spiritual awe he possessed, it overwhelmed him. And he said that he falls unconscious. And then soon after some time, when he does regain consciousness, again he's overwhelmed, he's overpowered, and he thinks to himself, he feels subservient. He feels subservient to this person. He has great respect and honor for this person. And he says that he seeks forgiveness, not only for what he would do, meaning being drunk and oppressing others, but he had robbed many people's lands, and he did so many things. But this same person, Madhivyas, then becomes the Khalifa of this person, a representative of this person that he saw. But the question is, who was this person that he saw? And the one that he saw, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is none other than Sayyiduna. Many people would have heard of this name, would have heard of this person. Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, Rahimallahu Ta'ala. This person was born in the year 500, Allahu Akbar, in the year 537 Hijri, which corresponding to the English date is 1142 CE. He was born in a place called Sanjar, and this is in Sistan, or as it's known amongst, you know, also Sijistan it is known as, and this is in present day Iran. Yes, my dear viewers, many individuals would have heard of this individual. Today is the urs of this person, Hazrat Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Mu'inuddin Hassan Chishti Ajmeri, Rahimallahu Ta'ala. It's like a tongue twister, it's a little difficult to pronounce. But my dear viewers, this person, we can already understand the greatness of this person. We can already understand how great this person was. That it's not that he had to come and he had to argue with him and then contend with him, possibly argue or even debate with him, or even give him da'wah. No. It was just that looking upon him that he did. Just looked upon him. And the effect of that, my dear viewers, these are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are nothing close to such people. I could say a million times that it would have no effect on you whatsoever. This is the difference, my dear viewers, that there are some people who are very, very pious. They are very pious. Every single action throughout their day is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sins they completely refrain from. Yes, they refrain from committing even the minutest of sins they try to refrain from. If they do, yes, because they are human. If they do perform any mistakes, they repent. And with proper repentance, this is the effect such people have. Allahu Akbar. This is the effect of such people, my dear viewers. And subhanAllah, we can see this in this day and age. I won't mention it right now, but inshallah, we shall come back to this. First, let's move to our daily reminder, inshallah, wa azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions in Minhaj al-Abidin that excessive eating causes rebellion in the body parts. He says that it creates desire to commit immodest and violent deeds. When a person eats in excess, he becomes arrogant. His eyes desire to see immodest things. His ears desire to hear evil things. His tongue wants to speak about indecent things. His private parts demand the satisfaction of lust, and even his feet are keen to move towards impermissible places. On the contrary, if a person is hungry, all of his body parts remain peaceful. They do not desire any evil. And Abu Ja'far, rahmatullahi alayh, he says that when the stomach is hungry, all other body parts are at peace. They desire nothing. But when the stomach is full, all other body parts become hungry and take the person to committing evil deeds. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the dearest to Allah Ta'ala amongst you is the person who eats less and has a lean body. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. That was our daily reminder. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, subhanallah. I was just speaking about da'wah, my dear viewers, speaking about a little about da'wah. I want to just mention one parable, one story about this great individual. I've mentioned who his name is. Hazrat Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahimallahu ta'ala. And the oh, this person, the charisma this person possessed. And my dear viewers, mashallah, speaking about da'wah, we have a beautiful individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him true happiness and everything he desires and wishes, which is beneficial for him in this world and the akhirah. And may Allah ta'ala grant us all steadfastness upon the environment of da'wah Islami, as no doubt upon the Ahli Sunnah, the Aqaid of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now, my dear viewers, we see nearly every single day now, mashallah, that our program has been, you know, handed over slightly, partially, to the students of Madrasat al-Madina in Malawi. And one of the, mashallah, many great teachers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all the teachers forever happy, has joined us. And this is none other than our respected Maulana Usman Madani Sahib from Malawi, Central Africa. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Usman, I hope you are well and in the best of health. Just a few days ago, we had, mashallah, our respected Maulana Tabriz Sahib from South Africa. And he was telling us, subhanallah, in regards to the reason why you call it Malawi and you call it Central Africa. Well, one of the reason is that it's in the Central Africa, and just generally this is what people say.
Yes, alhamdulillah. I was watching Maulana Tabriz when he was there in the Rise and Shine program. So I heard him as well. Actually, it's known as Central Africa. People say it as Central Africa, but according to the geography, if you see, it is not really Central Africa. It falls on the northern portion of the southern Africa.
MashaAllah, Usman bhai, as I was saying, MashaAllah, speaking about da'wah, and MashaAllah, it's brilliant that we have you on today as well, because you're surrounded by, well, we all are, aren't we? We're surrounded by many non-Muslims, but MashaAllah, you regularly go out there and you are inviting people towards the deen of Islam, and MashaAllah, we see that many people are coming and accepting Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all steadfastness, very, very important. May Allah ta'ala grant them all steadfastness. Now, Usman bhai, generally you can speak about maybe your experiences. Oh, alhamdulillah, today, mashallah, our topic is on this great saint, Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Ghareeb Nawaz, Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, rahimallahu ta'ala.
See, definitely, Shahbaz bhai, you know, one or two points I would also like to mention from the subject you have raised about da'wah. Preaching to the people and, you know, spreading the message of Islam, which is the message of love, the message of harmony to the people. You know, during our personal experiences, while we, you know, go to the villages, invite people towards Islam, first of all, I've also mentioned it earlier that, you know, there is a lot of gap between us and in the rural area. They are thirsty, they want knowledge, they want to learn. And the time when we approach them, we show them love, because, you know, the best language and the most easy language for everyone to understand is love. So when you, you know, greet them with a smile, give them
some
that
people
warm,
think, what? I've never heard of that language.
The language of love, even a one-day-old child understands, subhanAllah. So, you know, the language of love that is spoken with your gestures, it is spoken with your smile. You know, to smile even is a form of sadaqah. So you know that the way you look at the people, the way you treat them, the way you speak to them, because everything in life has two directions. For example, Shahbaz bhai, I want to tell you that please can you get up and come to me. I will tell you in two ways. First way is, Shahbaz bhai, please if you mind coming to me for 2 minutes. That's one way. The other approach is, Shahbaz bhai, just come here, man. Obviously, the result will be the same, but the impact on your heart will be different. So that's the language of love. So language of love is something which a person needs, especially a muballigh who wants to bring people closer to Islam. He needs to have that language of love. And if you look at the seerat of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Mu'inuddin Chishti Hassan Sanjari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you know, the message we learn, because see, personally, we are not so great. We are not so pious that, you know, we go to the villages. Alhamdulillah, Shahbaz bhai, so far in Malawi, in the duration of almost 2 years, we have 550 new Muslims. So,
Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala grant them all steadfastness, may Allah Ta'ala grant you more success. It said that the best action you could do is get somebody to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. It's better than everything in the world. Allahu Akbar.
So what I'm saying is, it's not that we are powerful, that because of which these people have come into Islam. This is the nisbat we hold with the Buzurgane Deen, the pious predecessors, that Alhamdulillah, when we give them the dawah, we have this aqidah that we have their blessing, and through their karam, through their mercy, through their blessing, through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people, you know, their hearts become like so soft that they willingly accept the message of Islam. So this is something we also learn from the seerah of Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayh. I will just mention two ash'ar, two very famous ash'ar. One shared in the bargah of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with Sarkar Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, mentioned, and it is very famous, Shah Astu Hussain, Badshah Astu Hussain, Deen Astu Hussain, Deen Pana Astu Hussain, Sardad Nadad Dast Dar Daste Yazid, Hakka Ki Bina La Ilaha Astu Hussain. That Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so great that he did not bow his, you know, give his hand in the hands of the Yazid, but he was eager to give his head for the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then the other share we see regarding Data Sahib, Data Ganjbaks in Lahore Sharif, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, visited the mazar of Data Sahib in Lahore Sharif and mentioned such a beautiful share, Ganj Bakhshe Faiz Alam Mazhare Noore Khuda.
Allah.
Ganj Bakhshe Faiz Alam Mazhare Noore Khuda Na Ki Sara Peer-e Kamil Kamilara Rehnuma. That Ganj Bakhshe Sayyidina Data Ali Hajveri is such a guide, he is the noor, he is the light to such an extent that he is the hope and he is the radiance for those who are looking for a direction, and for those who are on the direction already, he is the leader of those people. So what we learn, the message we receive from this is that Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi always held on to the path and the rope of his pious predecessors, and thus we should also hold on to the rope of our pious predecessors.
Mm-hmm. Allah, Allah, Allah. And this is very, very important, our mashallah, Mawlana Usman Sahib. The reason being is we've come to a time where we think that yes, and no doubt, there is. In fact, there are a few things here, Usman bhai. There are a few things which I think we need to put out. One is that, yes, our link to the predecessors, those who remained on the path of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is very, very important. The second is that there are such saints that are awliya who are alive now. But, we must remember something. In order, one thing, a person, for it said that every wali is a scholar. If you're claiming somebody is a wali and they are doing something which is wrong, which is contrary to Islam, contrary to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, then there's a problem. Nobody is an exception to the rulings of the Quran and the Sunnah. This is what we must understand. Usman, you would agree with me. Secondly, is that we shouldn't stick to a person so much that if that person was to go astray, then we would also go astray with that person. No, we should always hold tight to the Quran and the Sunnah. Ji, Usman bhai.
Definitely right. You know, Sharia is the yardstick. Sharia is the yardstick. You know, we should not compromise Sharia based on a personality, but a personality can be looked at according to the stick of Sharia, according to the guidelines of Sharia. Now, there was a beautiful silsila of Nigrani Shura, Mulana Muhammad Imran Attari, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him and grant him best of health, inshallah. He was saying that he gave such a beautiful example that a person, you know, so called wali, like you were saying, he's sitting, Fajr time has gone. Where did he pray his Fajr? He prayed in Makkatul Mukarramah. Where did he perform his Zohar? He performed in Madinatul Munawwara. Asar, where did he perform? He performed in Ajmer. Maghrib, he performed in Baghdad. Isha, he performed somewhere else. But dinner, he's having his chicken tikka, his biryani and everything there. So why doesn't he go somewhere else to eat spiritually as well? For Salah, you are not physically performing. Eating, everything is physical. So this, we have to be very careful. And who will give us this consciousness is only Ilm-e-Deen. We have to be, you know, skilled and knowledgeable ourselves that we can choose what is right and what is wrong. And once we get to the right direction, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that direction will take us to the trees of Madinah of Munawwarah, inshallah.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you as well for all of your hard work and grant you the ability to do more good works. And me too, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that was our respected, mashallah, our Maulana Usman Madani Sahib from Malawi, Central Africa. I've got to say that now. When I say Malawi, we've got to say Central Africa along with it, mashallah. The practice of those youngsters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them, inshallah, great representatives of the deen in the future. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their parents too, inshallah. Make them the coolness to their parents' eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow them to respect their parents. Now, my dear viewers, remember, you need to bring your children into the mahol, the environment of Islam, the deen. Yes, they need to refrain from sins. And this will be good for you. Because there are many children, many parents are complaining. My child is this. My child hits me. Some people would be shocked to hear this. But this is what people are saying. That my child hits me. He swears at me. Or she swears at me. Oh, they've run away from home. They're doing this, they're doing that. They don't care about me. But if you bring your children, teach them about the deen, it will teach them to kiss their father's hands, to kiss their mother's hands, to stand up for them in the honor, even to kiss the mother's feet is like kissing the door of Jannah, to stand up when the parents come in, to stand up for them in respect, in honor, to give them before anybody else, Allahu Akbar. It teaches the respect of the parents. And inshallah, things will be much better. And this you must do whilst they are younger, because when they are older, maybe they will not listen to you. So mashallah, whilst you have the opportunity, make the most of it. Inshallah, you too, you will never regret this, no doubt. But rather the contrary, you will be really, really happy. Now, my dear viewers, we do need to move on to the next segment. The Hadith Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, today I will mention to you a hadith in regards to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and how much of a blessing Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is for Islam and how honored he is in Islam as well. It's been narrated by Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this dua: Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi Abi Jahlin aw bi Umar ibn al-Khattab. Fa asbaha Umaru fa ghada 'ala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fa aslam. Summa salla fil masjid zahiran. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this dua, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu woke up the next day and he presented himself to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he accepted Islam. Then the Muslims went to Masjid al-Haram and they read Salah openly and worshipped openly. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, honor Islam either through Abu Jahl or through Hazrat Umar. So from this hadith, you can see how much of an influence and how powerful Abu Jahl must have been in them days, and how much of an influence and how much strong Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu must have been as well. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing dua to honor Islam through one of these two individuals. And the story of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he accepted Islam, was that Abu Jahl, they had a meeting, Abu Jahl and the leaders, and Hazrat Umar was present there as well. And Abu Jahl said to all the individuals that whoever, ma'azullah, kills the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will give him a big reward. And Hazrat Umar at that time, he said to Abu Jahl, will you act upon your word? So will you fulfill whatever you said? And Abu Jahl said yes. So Hazrat Umar picked up his sword and he set out towards Dar-e Arqam. That's where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was residing at that time. And on the way, he met an individual. And that individual said to him, where are you going? And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him that I'm going to Madala kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that individual said to him, before you go matter with deal with the Prophet, shouldn't you sow your own household out? Meaning, he was indicating that your sister had accepted Islam and she was following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he heard this, he changed his direction towards his sister's house. So when he got to his sister's house, he could hear the Quran being recited inside. He knocked on the door, and when inside, Hazrat Fatima binti Khattab, the sister of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and her husband were getting taught the Quran by a Sahabi. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala knocked on that door and they found out that Hazrat Umar was outside, the Sahabi hid, and they opened the door, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala walked inside and said to his sister, I've heard you've accepted Islam. And she said yes. He was so furious at that time, he started to hit his brother-in-law. And whilst he was doing this, his sister came in between them and he even hit her. And when he did hit her, she started to bleed. And when he saw the blood of his sister, his heart softened and he said to his sister that, show me the Quran and read it to me. His sister said to him, no. She goes, you have to do ghusl first. You have to do ablution first. So he did ghusl and he came back and then they read the Quran to him. They read Surah Taha. And when they got to this ayah, Allahu la ilaha illahu lahul asma'ul husna, the light of Islam infilled inside Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's heart, and he thought to himself that only someone with this quality has the ability to be worshipped. So he said to his sister that I want to accept Islam. So then that Sahabi came out who was hiding and they took him to Dar-e Arqam, and he accepted Islam on the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he did accept Islam, all the Sahaba did takbir. So they did takbir to show that how much of a great asset has come to Islam. And after that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the Muslims to Masjid al-Haram and they read namaz openly. Because before that, they used to read it behind closed doors because of the Kufari Makkah and the problem they used to cause the Muslims. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had so much influence that he granted the Muslims the ability to read Salah and do worship openly. I do dua to Allah that he gives us the ability to read up on the life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and to act on the ways of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shant. The 6th of Rajab is the Urs of Hazrat Sayyidina
حضرت خواجہ غریب نواز معین الدین چشتی اجمیری رحمہ اللہ تعالی. And mashallah, we have a kalam or munkabat, whatever you wish to call it, in praise of this great individual. Let's inshallah listen to that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Khaja piya, khaja piya, khaja piya, ख्वाजा पिया
चराग चिश्त सवेलिया गरीब नवाज बहारे जुमने मुस्तफा गरीब नवाज सुनो सुनो मेरे हाजत रवा गरीब नवाज मैं दे रहा हूँ सवार पर सदा गरीब नवाज
ख्वाजा ख्वाजगा हामिए बेकसा इल्तिजा सुन लो शाहे उमंग के लिए ख्वाजा ख्वाजगा हामिए बेकसा इल्तिजा सुन लो शाहे उमंग के लिए
कर दो करम मेरे ख्वाजा पिया कर दो करम सईदी मोहतरम कर दो करम सईदी मोहतरम तुमको भेजा गया है करम के लिए
ख्वाजा हामिए बेकसा इल्तिजा सुन लो शाहे उमंग के लिए ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया
नूर चाहे नजब मेरे ख्वाजा पिया नूर चाहे नजब मेरे ख्वाजा पिया
तेरी चौखट से दुनिया ने पाई अता तेरी चौखट से दुनिया ने पाई अता
खालिक दो जहां से ये रुतबा मिला
खालिक दो जहां से ये रुतबा मिला तेरे दरबार फैज़ो करम के लिए ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया
शाहे अजमेर मेरा मसीहा तू शाहे अजमेर मेरा मसीहा तू
दर्द मंदों के दुख का मदावा तू दर्द मंदों के दुख का मदावा तू
तेरी निस्बत का दामन रहे हाथ में
तेरी निस्बत का दामन रहे हाथ में
बस दवा है यही रंजों के लिए
ख्वाजा हामिए बेकसा इल्तिजा सुन लो शाहे उमंग के लिए ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया ख्वाजा पिया
थामना हाथ है सईद मेहरबान
थामना हाथ है सईद मेहरबान
है तेरा काम ख्वाजा खता पोशियां
है तेरा काम ख्वाजा खता पोशियां
लाज रखना फना की मुईने जहां लाज रखना फना की मुईने जहां
हश्र में ताजदारे हरम के लिए ख्वाजा ख्वाजा हामिए बेकसा
التجا سن لو شاہ امم کے لیے خواجہ پیا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Let's quickly inshallah move to a kids package and then inshallah we shall conclude our program. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
One bridge on one of the lakes was so narrow that it was impossible for two goats to pass through together. One day, one goat was going on that bridge. As she got to the middle of the bridge, she came across another goat. The first goat said to the second,
"You return back so that I may first cross the bridge, and after that you can come."
The other goat said, "Well, well, well. Why shall I return back? Why don't you return back? And yes, let me pass through first." The first goat replied arrogantly,
"It's you who will have to return back, because I am more powerful than you."
The other goat replied, "Forget about being more powerful than me. You're not even equal to me." Listening to this made the first goat furious. Out of fury, she said,
"Is it? We will find out in a little while."
After saying this, she lowered her horns in order to fight. The second goat stopped her and said,
"Wait a minute. Look, there's no point of fighting. If we fight, then both of us will fall in the lake and drown. I have come up with an idea. Let me lie over the bridge, and you can pass over me."
Having said that, the other goat lied on the bridge, and the first goat went over her slowly and crossed the bridge. After that, the second goat also crossed the bridge easily. Dear Madani children, did you see? If both the goats fought with each other, then neither of them would have survived. Lesson: truth of the matter is that something that you can't achieve through anger can be achieved through softness. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that the one who received a share out of softness, he received a share out of the goodness of this world and the hereafter. And the one who remained deprived of softness, he remained deprived of the goodness of this world and the hereafter.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, becoming a footpath for another rasita, as it was say, my dear viewers, meaning making things easy for each other, helping each other out. Although the example, all he had to do was move a little back and just allow it to go, Allahu Akbar, it allowed it to trample over itself, or to walk, I wouldn't say trample, to walk over itself. This is humility. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes you may cause a little harm to yourself, but my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you would aid somebody else. You would help somebody else. Sometimes it may just be a little, you know, it may take a bit of your time. It may slow down your journey, but if you were to help somebody on the way, then imagine how much of a great benefit this shall be for you in the Akhirah. Nevertheless, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we're speaking about this great individual. Please have your khatam at home, and also, inshallah, pray for this individual. Send Isar al-Sawab upon Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Mu'in al-Din Chishti Rahimallahu Ta'ala. We just get a little bit of information, just a little thing for you to take, you know, for yourself, inshallah Azza Jal. And by the way, these booklets, whether you wish for booklets or even bigger books, which can be, I think, I'm not sure about the bigger books, but they can be found on the Dawat Islami website, the book section. There are many booklets about this great saint, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, which you can find on there in various languages. So please do read about this great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for now. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall be returning with another topic. Continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continue to watch Madani channel. And don't forget to watch Rise and Shine tomorrow morning too. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.